It's the Business Savvy Mama Podcast, episode 100, How to Overcome Your Limiting Beliefs as a Mompreneur. Welcome to the Business Savvy Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm creating an online oasis of fun and fulfillment designed to help overwhelmed mom entrepreneurs. I know you are deeply involved with your family and your business, but you'd like to experience better mental, physical, and emotional health. That's what we're here to do, and we teach you how to do it without sacrificing any additional time and energy. How can we do that? By showing you how to create values-based priority tasks, establish and communicate clear boundaries, and find a community that will support you in reaching your goals, all while learning skills to help you protect and maintain your most important business asset, you. I know your time is precious, so let's dive into today's episode. What is holding you back? What are the voices in your head saying when you are trying to talk yourself out of trying something new or something bold or something scary? Those voices, my mama friends, are known as your limiting beliefs. And they just might be what is holding you back from reaching the next level of success you crave as an entrepreneur or an up level you crave in your personal life. But today we are going to help you to identify and move past those limiting beliefs so you can achieve emotional security and mental strength. And the person to help us do that is Heidi Gruss. Heidi is a wife, mom to three daughters, licensed psychotherapist, transformation strategist, and personal development coach who brings lessons she's learned by earning her master's degree in mental health counseling to provide guidance, support, and results for her coaching clients. She emphasizes strong, comfortable, and effective relationships with her clients to help them ride the waves as they come. Welcome, Heidi.
Thank you. That was such a good introduction.
Oh, thank you. I pride myself on being able to make people sound and look really good. I like doing that for people. So I'm really excited to talk to you. This is something that I struggle with. I know that there's a lot of people out there that maybe have heard the term limiting belief. They aren't quite sure what it means. They aren't quite sure how it applies to them. So we're going to dig into that so that we can really get people down the path to identifying and then taking the steps towards overcoming their limiting beliefs. But before we do that, can you tell me a little bit more about what it is that you do exactly in your practice?
Yeah. So I think most of my clients who seek me out for the coaching program, which is called the Transformation Methodology, they seek me out because they know of my background as a licensed psychotherapist. So I say a trained observer of human behavior, and I really know how to support a person to make the changes that they want to make. They also know that I'm a successful business owner. I've owned my own clinical practice and I've been an entrepreneur for many years. And so I get both sides of the coin that affects leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs as they're pursuing success in their endeavors. So one of the things that comes up is that feeling stagnant in their growth and progress. And that to me is always one of the first warning signs that there's a limiting belief kind of lingering. And so we have to know how to identify it.
Back to the episode after this quick break. Are you ready to minimize your daily grind in just 1 minute? You heard that right. In just 1 minute, you can pare down your to-do list by using my number one secret for creating a more focused and balanced life as a mom and entrepreneur. And what is this secret? Use my Trim Your To-Do List flowchart to streamline your to-do list so you can have more harmony in your work and home life. This flowchart helps you to decide what to focus on quickly and easily, dedicate time to tasks that move the needle or make an impact, and delete, delegate, or delay unnecessary actions to free up time for your priorities. And you can get instant access to my Trim Your To-Do List flowchart by visiting bit.ly/trimyourtodo. That's bit.ly/trimyourtodo, or click the link in the description for this episode. Now is the time to reduce your tasks and overwhelm while increasing your productivity and fulfillment. Grab your Trim Your To-Do List flowchart at bit.ly/trimyourtodo today.
This is a great transition to my first real question for you, which is, what is a limiting belief? Because I feel like it's one of those words, it's like mindset, you know, those words that you hear out there as an entrepreneur and you're like, okay, I know I kind of have an idea of what this is, but what is your definition of a limiting belief?
Yeah. And it is wrapped up in mindset, but ultimately what I teach my clients is a limiting belief is really just a story. Right? So it's something that you're telling yourself typically through like an internal dialogue that's keeping you stuck in your current set of circumstances. And we talk to ourselves all day long, but we're not necessarily tapped into what the specific dialogue is. We might just feel the feelings from that dialogue, or we might just start making decisions, but we're not actually listening to what is the specific message that's being repeated that's keeping me stuck. So slowing everything down really helps the limiting belief filter to the surface to identify what is it. And I use the word story because, listen, if it were a truth, then it would apply to every single entrepreneur or leader across the board. Right? So that's one of the first questions to ask yourself. Is this true for every person? Right? Why can't I move forward? Oh, because, you know, we're getting ready for summer vacation, right? And the kids are home from school. And so I need to spend time with them. Okay. So does that mean that every person out there with children doesn't move forward between June and the end of August? Is that truth? Well, no, we can't say that for sure. So that indicates, okay, this is a story. So where is that story coming from? Let's go to the feeling. The feeling might be a common feeling to that story is guilt. My kids are home all summer. I don't want them sitting in front of the screens. I want to be, you know, active and involved with them. I am a mom, right? I want them, you know, to be connected with me. If I don't, what does that say about me? Right? So there's some guilt there. There's some awareness of what are the external expectations of me as mom to my children during the summer. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah. And I love the idea that it's a story. Like I've never heard it termed that way, but I really love that because stories are made up, you know? It's such a like aha moment for me in terms of limiting beliefs and thinking of it in terms of a story, because you're so right. Like, to your example, like I can't XYZ because my kids are home from school and it's summer vacation. But there are tons of other moms that run businesses that figure out how to do it, whether it's offloading other stuff in their lives so that they can focus work time on work time and kid time on kid time, whether it's hiring somebody to do the stuff with the kids so the kids aren't sitting around staring at. I mean, there's always a solution, right? Like problem solving. That's one of my favorite things about being a coach is problem solving. And so, but you have to know what that story is first. So I love that idea that it is a fiction. It's something that you are making up and telling yourself that you have come to believe as true, that you honestly, you know, because I don't think people, when they look at limiting beliefs, think that it's a wrong thing. Like they're honestly are believing like, no, this is just the most successful I can be. This is the most money I can make. I'm just going to be stuck at this weight for my entire life. You know, I'm thinking about all these different stories, not that I'm like getting personal or anything, but you know, like all of those kinds of things that you tell yourself stories all the time. I can't afford this new car. I can never make it as a business owner. I'm never going to make six figures, you know, all these kinds of things. So I love that idea. So now that we know what it is, how do we identify that? You know, so we know that it's a story that we're telling, but like really when you're sitting there and you're feeling like you're struggling with these things, how do you identify that that you've come up against a limiting belief?
Well, so that's what I help my clients unpack, right? And I will ask them that exact question where I say, wait, so are you saying that across the board, there's no mom entrepreneur out there who's successful during the months of June and August, right? And when they're like, to your point, right? We don't consider that there's an alternative to the story in our head. But once I ask that question, it introduces this idea that no, there's no way that could possibly be true, because look at all of these successful female entrepreneurs out there, right? So I cannot say yes. So then once we've got the buy-in that no, that isn't an absolute truth. Okay, so what is the real block? And for me, the block is an emotion, right? It's typically an emotion. Guilt is a very common one. The same thing comes up when we unpack limiting beliefs regarding money, right? I can't out-earn my partner. I can't out-earn my parents, right? Again, there might be guilt associated with that. So we label the feeling. And then we have to go to, well, let's flip the coin and just for a second really address, well, what if you were successful over the summer while your kids are home and you were a very involved and present mom? How could that be possible? What would you need to make that a reality, right? And when we start fantasizing a little bit like that, right, it kind of drops the intensity of the conversation, and it really becomes like a very free-flowing brainstorm where it's like, well, I would need to get at least 20 hours, you know, of time to do these work activities. Okay, how could we make that possible for you? So we need 20 hours of childcare. How can we make that possible? Or how can you flex your hours in a way that maybe offsets your family calendar, right? Or how can we identify some people who can do some of these activities that you do during the 20 hours of work and outsource them for 3 months out of the year, right? So all of a sudden we start getting creative and we're solution oriented and we measure how much flexibility is there, right? Now, if I find, you know, the client is just finding a problem with every solution, then I have to ask, how loyal are you being to this story versus the outcome you really desire?
Yeah. And that really kind of taps into my final question for you, which is this, is this a practice? Is this something that you notice with your clients that it might be the first time around, it could take hours to like figure out your story, figure out the underlying emotions, brainstorm all the different possible solutions, put the solutions into practice, figure out what's working, what's not working. And then, you know, but then down the road, all of that kind of like goes a little bit faster. Is this something that's a practice or is it more of something that is just like when you come up against it, you just got to get your toolbox out?
It is. You know, once you do it the first time, that's a tool that no one can ever take away from you. Right. And you can apply this to every circumstance in your life. It's not just related to business, right? This is a practical tool that really stimulates problem solving and helps you realize you're not stuck in this circumstance, right? So when we position choice in front of you, you know, it helps the client feel a sense of control in their situation.
Yeah, that control is so key because I feel like as an entrepreneur, so often we feel like there are so many variables that we just cannot help. You know, we can't help the algorithm on Instagram. We can't help if people have stopped watching YouTube videos and they're listening to podcasts now. Like there's so many things that are out of our control. So I think that idea that it puts you back into the driver's seat and puts your problem solving hat on and says, you know what? I might feel stuck right now, but like Heidi said, it's a story. And how can I change the story? How can I get my big eraser out and rewrite the ending to this so that it's something that feels better to me or something that feels successful to me versus just wallowing in perceived failure or that you're stuck or something like that. So I really like that, having that in my toolkit. Well, this has been great. And I know that we are just barely scratching the surface when it comes to limiting beliefs, but I do want people to be able to connect with you.
Absolutely.
So where can they find you online? What kind of freebies do you have for them to pick up? That kind of thing.
So right now I've been talking a lot about burnout, which it does play into this limiting belief piece. And if you're audience wants to go to the link in your show notes, or they can go to HeidiBruce.com/offers, they are going to find a short 10-minute video that is jam-packed with solutions that they can easily implement to help address when they're feeling burnt out, uninspired. They're just dreading getting out of bed and facing the day. Because what we ultimately want to do is feel ready to execute that purpose and meaning in the work that we do.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. You know, I'm a big fan of helping moms, whether it's at home or at work, to overcome burnout. So I think that's a great tool to have. So be sure to go check out the link in the show description so you can grab Heidi's freebie. Really quick before we head out today, I like to give the audiences just a little bit more about you. So I have a couple of rapid fire questions to ask. First, are you a morning person or a night owl?
Oh, morning, all day.
Yep. What's your favorite activity to do with your family?
We love to be outside. Right now we're headed into like beach season. We've got a pool. So, I mean, we tend to do like water type activities.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds perfect. I'm so ready for summer. I hate the winter. So this is great. What is your favorite activity to do without your family?
Read. I love to read.
Perfect. Because my next question is, what's the best book that you've read or listened to recently?
So fiction is, I'm reading right now, and it's really good. Pretty Things by Janelle Brown.
Okay.
Really good. Nonfiction. I know. Never Split the Difference by Christopher Voss.
Okay. What's that about?
Negotiating.
Okay. Nice. Okay. And then finally, what is a tool or a hack that makes your mom life or your work life easier?
I swear by my calendar planner. I keep a paper planner. I am old school and love it and will never change it. And every morning I have a whole ritual of how I do a journal exercise, and I take a look at my calendar so I really feel prepped and ready, and I know exactly what's expected of the day. So
I love that. I'm a pen and paper girl too. My house is littered with to-do lists that are written on the backs of envelopes or on post-it notes. So I can appreciate the act of writing things out. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Heidi, for introducing us to limiting beliefs and how we can start the process of getting over them and being more successful and feeling more confident. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. This was great.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Business Savvy Mama podcast. If you haven't already, hit that follow button so you don't miss an opportunity to take action and start experiencing your most fun and fulfilled life as a mom entrepreneur. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your business-owning mom friends or leave me a rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts to help other mompreneurs like you start their journey from burnout to blissful. And for even more strategies, make sure you're following me on Instagram at Christy Lingo. I'll be back next week with more strategies to help you experience your most fun and fulfilled savvy business mama life.